The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the David Presley Show, along with head coach David Presley, Chad Upton here. Tough night again for the White Bears last night, going down to a very, very good Reynolds team from start to finish on both sides of the football. They played very, very well. We went out there, did the best we could. I thought our kids played hard, but it was a tough night for us, coach, and a lot of things that we can build on, though, as we get ready to start. Really was a new season in the conference play this week. Starts at home against East Henderson.
Ooh, wow. Chad, you're right. It is. I mean, it is what it is right now, and it's a tough time for all of us. It's a tough time for our kids. It's a tough time for our coaches. It's a tough time for our community. And it's just something that we're not accustomed to. And it's something we've got to figure out and move forward on and keep going. And, you know, you're right. I told our kids after the game last night that, we have to look at it this way. It's 0-0 right now. And if we look at it any other way, I think we're going to only hurt ourselves. Mm-hmm. But, it's 0-0 and our home opener is Friday night. And I think that's the best way of looking at it. We knew that going into the season, we knew our non-conference was going to be tough. I told them last night, I said, we cannot continue to just tough non-conference schedule.
Right.
Oh, we're young. I mean, there comes a time when that doesn't that's not an excuse anymore. And we still hope that those games have helped us. We've still got some tough ball games ahead of us. The first two right out of the gates in the conference are going to be very tough. Mm-hmm. But, the thing with us right now is we've got to figure out some things. Right now we're not doing things very well. And it's one of those things that makes you scratch your head a little bit. But, our kids work hard through the week and have a good game plan and preparation and do things, and then we're just not doing it on Friday night. And that's what we've got to do a better job of. And I think when we do, we'll do it in spurts,
mm-hmm.
But we don't do it consistently. And when you don't do that against really, really good people, and that's what we've played, are really, really good people, it really shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the problem that we've got right now. So, and when I say problem, we've got a lot of problems. I mean, you're sitting there with three or four starters that are standing on the sideline, and then that don't help any, and it just kind of escalates. And the thing it does, things like that become bigger issues when you're struggling. You know, if you're winning, if you're 3-1 or something like that, those things aren't quite as big a deal,
mm-hmm.
As when you're 0-3 now. They become a big, it's like throwing gas on a fire.
Right.
Every little bitty thing is magnified 10 times. And we've got to be careful with that. You know, we still got a lot of football ahead of us. The one thing I think we came through last night, a few dings and stuff, but we came out pretty healthy, which is what we wanted. And we want to get healthy. We want to at least be able to put our team out there on the field. You know, we're not the only ones in this situation, but we're dealing with it right now, and that's the thing we've got to be able to do. So, you know, we've got to do a better job just all the way around. Our kids have got to do a better job. Our coaches have got to do a better job. Managers have got to do a better job. The trainers have got to do it. I mean, just everything. And I told everybody standing in the room last night, I said, we've got to turn it up a notch or two. And I said, it starts on Monday, and it's got to go through Friday. And our kids realize that, and our coaches realize that, and everybody in the room does. And I hope we got the point across to them that it is. It, it, that's the thing. You know, we talked last week about the stages of the season. Mm-hmm. You've got the preseason, and then you've got the scrimmages, and then you've got the non-conference, and then the conference begins, and then the playoffs. Well, our conference is getting ready to start, so it's another phase that we're getting ready to begin. You know, hopefully our kids, we got to get to the point where they understand that. They need to come in Monday ready to go. I don't want them to have their heads held down or anything. You got to, you know, Reynolds is an extremely good football team. They have been every year.
Mm-hmm.
Even 2 years ago, we went over and played very well against them. You know, you're sitting there looking at a team that defending state champions that year and then had everybody back last year. And they run 11 of them out there on offense and 11 mm-hmm. of them out there on defense. So, you know, they are what they are. And that's, we know that going into it. But there's just things we've got to do to a little bit better job. And I think once we start doing that, then, you know, we're going to be a better football team after that.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Preston Show on WPTO.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton, Morgan, and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Back live this morning with the David Preston Show. Coach, you mentioned just a little bit about some of the guys that were dinged up and hurt. And we've had some guys dinged up and hurt as the year has gone through. One thing that I thought we did a good job of last night, a really good job, was some of the issues that we had the week prior, at least in the game that we played the week prior, 2 weeks ago, in terms of addressing hydration and those kinds of things were addressed. And I thought we did a good job, and we came out there healthy, and we were able to do the things that we need to do from a physical standpoint. Can you talk a little bit about the changes that might have been made right there, and talk a little bit more about some of the health of the players that we need to get back on offense and defense?
Well, I was proud of our kids. You know, the 2 weeks after the Inca game, you know, the crazy night with Inca that we had, I've never seen before. We actually went back and reevaluated every single thing that we were doing, that we were eating, that we were drinking, you know, all those types of things. And, you know, you can't be with these kids 24/7. And I thought they did an extremely good job of fixing that. You know, if for whatever reasons, I mean, we touched base on everything from their eating habits to them dipping
mm-hmm.
And spitting, and I don't know if people even realize what that can do to your body and stuff like that, to supplements that some of them might be taking, you know, even if it's just something very simple. I talked to Fred Goldsmith from LR after that night, that in the middle of the next week, and he talked about several things, and we went back through that, and our kids did a great job, I think, through that. Next 2 weeks, you know, every time we walked through the field house, we had Gatorade set up for them, and they were drinking. Obviously, the weather breaking a little bit helped us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought we handled that much better. You know, the injuries, one good thing is we got Zach Henson back last week, who we lost the opening night of hitting. He has been released. We worked him out all week last week, and we think he's going to be able to go this week, and we're real excited about that because we've not had him any the whole time. You know, Isaac Clark, who broke his collarbone that same night, is still a couple of weeks away. It's healing, but it was a little bit worse, you know, when they went in to put a little pin or a plate in it to help it heal.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit worse than they originally thought. You know, and then we're to the concussion thing.
Right.
And it's something that you know, every school is going through right now. It's tough. It's hitting us hard right now. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of kids that are standing around right now because of it. You know, and when you sit there and look at two of your starting linebackers that are standing over there in street clothes, it makes it hard. And it is what it is. And you know, we had kids that stepped in and did a good job. You know, one that we had had that practiced all week and was in the game plan and we thought he was going to play and was told he was going to play. And then at 1:45 Friday, I got a phone call and said he wasn't going to play. So it is what it is, and it makes it very difficult right now. You know, and we seem to be, I don't know what the reason is, but we just seem to be right now, we've got a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hopefully we're going to get better at that. Hopefully we can overcome that. And, you know, it would be nice to even with the struggles that we've had, I'd love for us to be 100% and have all my kids back.
Right.
It would certainly help us a little bit. And we think we're getting close to being able to get them back. And hopefully, you know, if our kids believe in this and about the 0-0 and starting a new season and we get those kids back who've not played in 3 weeks, you know, maybe that's going to give us a little bit of energy right now getting ready to start the playoffs and start the conference play. And if we can do that, you know, right here this time, that's going to give us hopefully that energy going in because, you know, we've said this, and we've got to do this, and we're not doing this right now. We've yet to learn speed and tempo. I mean, I think that's the key to the whole thing is speed and tempo. And you play like you practice, and until some of ours learn speed and tempo, right now they're just a little bit overwhelmed on Friday nights, and that's because of that. And then when you put on top of it, you put Reynolds, who is such a good football team and so athletic and all that, it's a little overwhelming sometimes. And we talked about that after the game last night. So, you know, if we can get to that point and we understand that and we get that Monday through Thursday, I don't think it's going to be quite as overwhelming to them on Friday. You know, and then getting them other kids back. Those kids have been in it before. They've played. They know what it's all about. Certainly, I think it's going to help us, and I think it's going to help some of them younger players as well.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presser Show on WPTF.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears. Free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody can get enough free stuff. So listen up. Free stuff happens with Single Stop Stores Rewards. Your nearby Single Stop gas and convenience stores will have you getting free stuff just for doing what you already do, shopping at Single Stop. And you sign up for free. So get all the details on Single Stop Stores Rewards at your nearest location and start getting free stuff.
Yeah. Coach, we were talking a little bit about injuries, and now we've got to go into the next phase of our game, and that's East Henderson. We play East Henderson at home, get back at home. The weather's broken, as you said. That's going to have to be some help, and I know that hopefully we'll get some guys back. If you've had a chance to look at East Henderson yet and have any idea what they look like as we go forward in the conference.
Well, very talented team. Mm-hmm. They, you know, don't let their record because they're 1-2 right now. They've played some good people, mm-hmm. but they are very talented. We saw them early in the season. They were my pick as the preseason favorite, you know, so it's going to be tough. And I'll be honest, it's the two conference champions last year. We ended up tying for the conference. You know, up until this point, we are still conference champions, and they are still conference champions. So, you know, we went over there last year and come out on the short end of a hard-fought game,
mm-hmm.
One that we felt like that we had a chance to win, and you know, and ended up we shared the championship instead of winning it outright. So, You know, this is going to be a big game. They were open this week. They were all probably there watching us at Reynolds. And, you know, you got to have things throughout the season like that that kind of that gets you jump-started each time. It's a long, hard season. And, you know, like we said, the phases of that, we're going into the conference play right now. The kids ought to be excited. I mean, they're defending the conference championship right now. But we've got our work cut out for us. You're sitting here looking, and if you just look, you know, at kind of the way our conference schedule works out, it's top heavy early. And East Henderson right out of the bat, and then of course Franklin next, and they've proven right now they're a pretty good football team. So, you know, we still got our work cut out for us, going into these first two. So, you know, it's exciting. It's people that like football, you know, like we said, the weather's beginning to change a little bit, and it's becoming that kind of weather. And that's going to help us. That's going to help every team, you know, right now. But I think it helps us. It seems to always help our big kids throughout the years. You know, and I saw a difference in our kids last night in that part of it. So, you know, we got to get ready. We got to come in and prepare. We got to, and I told them last night, we got to do everything right now just a little bit bigger and a little bit better. From our Sunday night meeting to practice Monday to practice Thursday to come into play Friday. And if we'll do that, it's going to be a great run through the conference. And I expect this group to do that. They come ready every day. You know, it's just things that you've got to learn. We talked about speed and tempo. You know, it's execution, on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. That we've got to be able to do, and it goes back, you know. I mean, you know, you sit there and watch a Reynolds team, playing Watauga, Owen, you know, people like that. You know, we're not the only ones that struggled against them.
Mm-hmm, sure,
there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people don't realize that, but there's a reason for that, and you got to give them a little bit of credit. Sometimes they're very talented. They may have as good a middle linebacker as there is around.
Mm-hmm.
But their kids can run so well, and they do that. We talked about that yesterday. So, you know, we want to take that. We want to use it. We want to learn from it. We're not going to harp and dwell on it. And we told them that last night. You know, I mean, realize right now nobody's going to feel sorry for us because of who we are.
That's right.
And that's a good thing. It really is, you know. I mean, you know, the teams throughout Western North Carolina who have struggled through this year after year after year after year, people don't pay a whole lot of attention to that. You know, for us to be struggling right now, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And because of who we are, so we told them, said, don't think of getting sympathy from nobody right now. This is their moment to pounce right now on us because of that, you know, we've got to deal with that and overcome that, and hopefully let that feed us just a little bit. And if it'll do it, maybe that'll give us just a little bit something else that's going to help us here down the road.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton, Morgan, and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
When you're ready for the best, reach for Carhartt. Since 1889, Carhartt has been the name to know for rugged, durable, and comfortable clothing you can count on. Carhartt clothes come in a full line of coats and jackets, shirts, sweats, and pants, plus jeans, overalls, and accessories, too. For rugged clothes that stand up to the toughest conditions at work and on weekends, reach for Carhartt. For best selection, shop Pioneer Seed Supply, 841 Hazelwood Avenue, Waynesville.
Back live here at the Jukebox Junction with the David Presley Show. Coach, you had a chance to look at some kids that you may not have a chance to look at some towards the end of the ball game. It was a tough night, obviously, but you got a chance to look at some kids that may not get a chance to look at. And I thought the eye looked pretty good with Brown Ring out there. Played well the night before. He played well the night before in the JV game and did some things, some positive things there in the second half. We didn't get on the scoreboard right there, but there were some things I thought that we did well offensively and positively in the second half. With the new group of guys that may not get a chance for you to get a look at that much that often.
Well, yeah, and that's one thing. You know, you start and you look at it, and McKinley, we got some snaps for him. We got to be real careful with him because, you know, we only have so many that we can do that with. I'll be honest with you, not that we're trying to throw McKinley into the fire, but I'll be honest, Josh took a beating last night.
Yeah, he did.
He took a beating last night from start to finish, and we finally just made the decision to take him out. I mean, it was just it was what it is, and I was real proud of McKinley. I thought he'd come in. I thought he'd done some real good things. You know, it's the first time he's gotten in a varsity game and been a quarterback.
And people have to understand his playbook is about like that compared to Josh's playbook.
Absolutely, it is. It's very small, and I thought he handled it well. Other than the first snap, you know, that we had, I mean, he went in and did a great job with that. I thought Trey Goodlett come in and
right.
done a good job for us at tailback. We wanted to get him some snaps, and, you know, I thought he did a good job running there. Tyler Hanna, we got in some at fullback, and you know, he ran extremely hard for us and done some things like that. So, yeah, you know, it is. You got to step back. I mean, if you're just going to sit here and dwell on all the negatives and all that, you're going to be a unhappy soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do. You step and look at the good parts of it, and those were some positives for those kids. You know, I hate we didn't get the ball in the end zone there that one time because a lot of different kids in there at that time, and they had a nice little drive that they went down on. And it was good for us there. And that was good to see us move the football a little bit. You know, I know Reynolds had made some changes and stuff like that, but still, it was good for that little group. So, yeah, you know, that makes you feel good. It makes you feel good about the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now our JVs are 3-0.
They are.
And I'm not sure our kids, I'm not even sure our people understand not only that what Reynolds does, but you can probably count on one hand in the last 10 years, how many games Reynolds JVs have lost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't lose.
Mm-hmm.
They don't lose any.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to see what our kids did Thursday night, and I thought they played so well and did such a good job against them, you know, it makes you feel good about the future with the young kids we've got, and then you look at what they're doing right now. That's a good thing. So, yeah, it was good to see them. You know, I hated the situation to be what it was to get those kids in, but it was good to see them go in, see them execute. I think they felt pretty good. And if nothing else, you know, we say this to kids all the time that they can say what they want to, but middle school, Thursday nights, it's different than Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And until you've been in there on Friday nights, I don't think you understand it. You know, and so for McKinley to get to go in and go under center and take some of them, that's good for him. That's going to ease his mind because obviously there's going to come a time sometime before this season's over, he's going to have to do it again.
Yeah.
And that's why he's there. So, you know, hopefully that'll allow him to take a deep breath, relax, and be able to do some things for us. So, yeah, you know, we were real happy for those kids that got a chance to get in last night, and they made the most of it.
You expect to see some of these kids back healthy that we had standing over on the sidelines the next couple of weeks? Are you still going to be out for a little while?
I hope so. I do, and I wished I had an answer for that, but I don't seem to have an answer for that right now. So, you know, we just hope that we're going to get them back.
Yeah.
And I know I talked to a couple of them after the game last night, and they were just, Lord, they're just chomping at
sure.
the bit. And yeah, you know, I go back to what I said earlier. I think they, if we can get them back, is going to really give us a surge of energy for our football team. So, you know, hopefully we're going to know something Monday, and it needs to be Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do things on Thursday and Friday, and hopefully we'll know that about them. You know, Zach is a go. And we know that part of it, and that's a great thing for that young man who'd worked so hard and then to have something happen to him that night. You know, so he's not actually being able to do anything. So we know we're going to get him back. Hopefully we'll get two or three of the others back as well.
Back with more in a moment. This is David Press, show on WPT.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Hi, folks. This is Woody Durham. There's nothing like Carolina pride. I see it every day. But there is something that comes close. The pride you have in keeping your vehicle with a clean shine like brand new. That's why I recommend Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Like a Tar Heel playbook, you've got options. Touchless, soft touch, or combination car wash, plus self-wash bays and vacuum. Pisgah Drive Car Wash in Canton, for a clean like you've never seen.
Back live with the David Preston Show this morning, Coach. We get ready for East Henderson, and you know, we've caught a little bit of break in the weather. East Henderson at home this weekend. Got to have the support from our family, from our group that follows us, from our fans, and all those kinds of things as we get ready for this second season. And this is where it all can begin and end. We talked about the scenarios last week a little bit. I think you still are playing for a whole lot right now when you're talking about playoff seating. Having the potential to play at home, those kinds of things. So you need everybody there and supporting their kids, supporting this team, and supporting everything that we're doing right now. And you still got a lot of things in front of us right now in terms of what we can build on and what we can have. So I know that you're looking forward to getting back on the field on Monday and making sure that those things can happen. Anything that you're thinking of in the last little bit that you want to look at and get prepared for on Friday?
Well, I hope so. You know, I know this is a tough time for everybody. And the thing about it is our kids, you know, are the ones who need it. I heard somebody the other day and it really made a real point. You know, we've had some, you know, issues a little bit with our reserve seating this year.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are just totally out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
We had a man make a comment about, I'm a supporter and I've been a supporter, and you either fix this or I'm not going to be one anymore. Well, define supporter. You know, is supporter when everything's good and everybody's happy and you come support? Supporters are there when it's that
mm-hmm.
way, and it's there when it's the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids are going to come in Monday ready to go. They're going to work hard. We know that. We don't have any doubt in our minds that they're going to do that. And I hope so. You know, we told them right now that, you know, we got kicked in the teeth last night,
mm-hmm.
basically, and that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out about yourself. You find out so much about everything because, you know, we're 0-3 right now. If we were 3-1 or 3-0, it's easy.
Sure.
It's easy. That's the way it is. And, you know, how you respond to this, it's pretty simple. It's called character. And you find out a whole lot about people's character
mm-hmm.
in times like this. All you got to do is step back and watch.
Sure.
When you're 3-0, that don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. So I hope so. I hope so for our kids' sake. You know, we're going to have some naysayers, and we're going to have some people that, you know, because of human nature, they're going to take pot shots at us
mm-hmm.
and everything in the world. But I hope people do realize that these are kids. And instead of pointing the finger and screaming and yelling and all this, pat them on the back every once in a while and tell them, hey, we're behind you. Let's go get them a little bit. And I hope that happens. You know, I know our coaching staff last night talked to a lot of our kids about that. And we've got to. We've got to make them believe that it is 0-0 right now.
Right.
And it's a new beginning, because it is. And because of that, you know, we're sitting here with just everything still in front of us. So, you know, I hope we realize that. I hope our fans come out. I hope it's
sure,
packed.
Absolutely.
I hope it's rowdy, you know, because that's just a little bit more mm-hmm. energy that we're going to need playing a good East Henderson team.
Next week we'll have the airtime at 6:30 East Henderson. Airtime again 6:30 for that game. 7:30 kickoff. Coach Preston and I'll be back here at 8 a.m. next Saturday morning. For head coach David Presley, Frank Bird in our studio, Chad Upton. Till next week, so long, everybody.
The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton, Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.